There's no link between the words in the background, no conceptual link at all. I simply use what paintings are at hand, on hand. I have a stash of painting reproductions that I find in thrift stores. And it's simply a matter of size, what size fits. If there's a lot of words, I need a big picture, etc. You know, so I think of the images as empty stages, completely neutral. And that's one of the reasons they appeal to me, is because they are like stages. They always have this open middle ground to put forms in.
Tell me a bit about the time that you've spent here creating this exhibit, and you're working with students here at Florida Southwestern as well.
Yeah, I have students that have been assisting me in the gallery. This is a big part of my career now, is traveling to different cities and doing projects on site, building installations, giant puppets, big sculptures. And there's usually a performance involved, either a parade or a short play or puppet show. And in this case, at the Bob Rauschenberg Gallery, I'm going to do a short performance at the opening of the show. And it will be, all I'm going to say is that it is Robert Rauschenberg in the studio.
Do you see parallels between your work and his? I mean, a lot of his stuff I would almost call like canvas assemblages, and you also use like thrift store paintings and things
that you... I use found objects like he does. Of course, there's two very different effects. But yeah, I am attracted to the worn and casual objects of the world, the stuff that you find by chance. He was very much interested in chance and playing with found objects, and so am I. Of course, I'm more of a storyteller, and he was more of a more abstract. That's a horrible word to use, abstract. But we both love objects. I think he identified with them like I do. They seem a perfect metaphor for humanness, you know, worn. They've been through life, and they show the evidence of wear and tear, just like human beings.
The performance aspect of your work, I mean, with the puppeteering, what first sparked your interest in making puppets?
Yeah, you know, I never liked puppets as a kid. I'm too old for Sesame Street, so I never had the Muppet bond that a lot of people do. So I never really grew up with them or liked them, played with them. I got into them in art school as like snarky performance art. It was when punk rock first came out and I couldn't play guitar, so I picked up a puppet instead. It was also the era of Mr. Bill and Andy Kaufman and, sort of anti-show business, deconstructivist kind of stuff. I pretentiously called it performance art. I'm still doing that here, performance art this Friday night. So that's how I got into puppets. And I kept doing it just because it was a breath of fresh air. It got me away from the pretensions of the traditions of printmaking, drawing, and painting, and illustration, which can be very oppressive, you know. But a puppet show, who cares about a puppet show? You know, you're totally free. And it's everything in there. There's painting, drawing, you know, set building, sculpture, performance. So it just appealed to me. And lo and behold, it led to the greatest break I ever had, was Pee-wee's Playhouse in 1986.
If you don't want to get into it, just because it might, you know, give something away about the performance, you don't have to answer this, but I was hoping maybe you could just describe a little bit the Rauschenberg puppet that you're in the process of building.
No, I'm sorry, I cannot do that.
Okay.
No.
Classified information. Got it.
No, I'm building it's a puppet / costume. You know, it's kind of a hybrid. It'll be worn, it's got a backpack understructure. And the head rises above the puppeteer's body on poles, so that gives it a nice height. I wanted to scale is very important to me. The minute I saw this beautiful high-ceiling gallery, I knew I had to get some height. I also reserve the right to get to the space before I start making a lot of decisions. I have to be in it, in the space, and feel it out. But scale is very important. You've got to dominate, or you just look rinky-dink. Even the dumbest idea looks pretty good, big.